Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. This, yeah, this gives us an idea, what this census is about. Kaima, you know, we all come, we stay in different places, and only one family has been what? It's unfortunate. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Something is definitely wrong. Something is not right. Something is not what? Is not right. Hallelujah. Yeah, but it also, anyway, yeah, yes. Something is not what? Something is not right in this country, and we need to pray. But at the same time, we, the citizens, need to do the right we're supposed to be doing. You understand? It starts with you as an individual doing the right thing. Okay, wherever you are. Hallelujah. Wherever you what? You are. You do the right thing. Glory be to God. Amen. As you also pray for other people to do the what? The right thing. And do the right thing well. Do the right thing how? Well. Do the right thing well. Glory be to God. Do the right thing well. Be excellent in what you do. Hallelujah. Be what? Be excellent in what you do. Glory be to God. Even when you're not going to be paid. But whatever you get to do, do it to the best of your ability. Amen? Hallelujah. Don't be a mediocre. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen? Hallelujah. Elizabeth, welcome back. Esther behind there. Esther, raise your hand. Raise your hand. That is Esther. Yes, she's Bob. Where's Bob? Yeah, she's Bob's daughter. Yeah, she's in Maryhill. Yes. So she's sharpening the national language. Why there? Glory be to God. The people who don't like to hear those things. Okay, even when someone is joking. Hallelujah. And some of them are in this church. Okay? As a pastor, you get to know several years. Even when someone is joking. Hallelujah. Yeah, but that is bad. Amen? That is how? That is bad. Okay, there are things to joke about and. Glory be to God. Amen? Good to see all of you. Which other holiday makers are here? Boarding schools? We welcomed her the other day. Okay? Yes, she's from Gayaza via Nabingo. Now she's in Tinda. Bukoto in Tinda? This church, is it in Bukoto or in Tinda? In Tinda, okay. All right, who else, by the way? Who else? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, even Dennis, okay? Welcome back. Raise your hand, Dennis Mujimba. Dr. Dennis Mujimba. Raise your hand. You see, there are people who disobey their what? Pastors. Because they are their friends. Glory be to God. You can't miss any word when you're joking. Hallelujah. But good to see you, okay? I was feeling happy for Christine when those guys were away. You know when you travel with your spouse out of the country, there's a way in which he or she has you. There's nowhere you can run, nowhere to escape to. Glory be to God. Yeah, hallelujah. Know those things of have an assignment. You have to take the car for washing. You understand? You're there, man. Captive. Bakute mutano. Glory be to God. Okay? And hence, what? That song, all that saying. Kwati la dalo koreji. Kwati la dalo nweze. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. One of the reasons among many why I don't want to travel out of Uganda is yet is that thing, man. Like if you're going to stay with a family, okay, it is that thing of where you are like a prisoner. You are an adult and most especially a man. But you have to live by the rules of that home. You understand? Eh? If they sleep at 10, you should be in bed at 10. You can't decide what you want to eat. If you want to go to some place, you're under the mask of these people. They're the ones to. You understand? Eh? That whole arrangement, man. Eh? You understand? Eh? Women, that is nothing. Eh? But for men, my friend, can you imagine you're there, man? You know, eh? it is what? Yeah. There are family friends when Geraldine and the kids travel to the States, they stay with them, okay? So, some time ago, that family also came to Uganda. Actually, the couple came, but the wife left the husband in Uganda for some extra day. Now, he was supposed to stay with us. Okay? He was supposed to stay with us. Okay? And man, we didn't talk anything, but I could understand what was going through. Okay? And at a certain point, he went on, it's called what? Airbnb. He and got an apartment. Okay? So when he got it, I told him, man, I understand you properly. Okay? Then I told him all the reasons why he has got an apartment. And then the guy said, give me 5. But the guy left, and for me, I could understand him well. Because while he's with us in the house, you can see, he's a guy 50 plus. Okay, he has this mansion in the States. Now, here he is, man. Eh? You can't make noise in the house. You know, when people are sleeping, you say, what? If you want to flush the toilet, you're like, I'm going to make noise for people. Man, I felt sorry for the chap. Yeah, he got an Airbnb, was alone in his apartment. It had, you understand, free man. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Is there any man who doesn't understand me here? Okay, Quiz is the only one who doesn't click. But I'm sure he also clicks. Because even in his own home, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, women, like especially you young girls, it's good for you to know these things quickly or early enough so that you don't cause what? People unnecessary problems in the future. You have to wonder, okay, the pastor who told us this is how, glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is pre-marriage counseling. Glory be to God. And these are very serious points. What I've just told you is very serious. But I'm sure there's no marriage, pre-marriage counseling, in the world that has ever addressed this. Glory be to God. Have you ever heard it anywhere? Eh? Balo, have you ever heard this? You should add it to the wisdom you have and say, yeah. Glory be to God. Eh? Not in that way. Glory be to God. I deserve a seat. Very true, man. Man, we want to be free, you know. Glory be to God. That's why when we are driving, we don't want to drive like what? Our wives or our friends are traffic, what? Police.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Amen. So we're talking about the rewards God is going to give us, or the rewards God has given us. Hallelujah. He might not have told you what he has given you, but the truth of the matter is he has given you something. Hallelujah. Okay, and you can be on his case, like, tell me, for me, I don't want those things of what? Of not knowing. You understand? But you can be on God's case, and he will tell you. Glory be to God.
Amen.
But remember why he has given us rewards. Okay? Remember, I began this matter by saying that according to I referenced to dreams. Okay? By those dreams, God was saying that we are doing well as a church. Glory be to God. For which matter, he was going to bless us. Okay, dream number one was a dream Dennis Mujimba had in July last year. Okay, in July last year, he dreamt that God showed, God talked about our church as a car engine. Okay, and the car engine was in very good condition. You understand? So he was saying LAT is in very good condition. Okay? Dream number two is a dream I had in on 12th of December, again last year. Okay? And it was showing that we are fertile soil. Hallelujah. Fertile soil in which if anything is planted, it will immediately grow. Glory be to God. Amen. So who has kept the car engine in good condition? It's you. Okay? Who has enabled the soil to be fertile? And not just fertile, but very fertile. Okay? It is you. Okay? There's something you have done. And God is saying, for that reason, I am going to reward you.
Glory be to God.
Amen. And dreams came, one from me, another one from Joanne, that we are meant to prove to us that this rewarding issue is really from heaven. Glory be to God. Amen. I encourage all of you, okay, please get time and take Joanne for coffee, and she tells you that dream. I know you've had it, but man, it is an awesome dream. Glory be to God. Elizabeth, have you had that dream? No. Okay? Yes. Esther, have you had that dream? No. Yeah. Okay? Talk to Auntie Joanne. Okay? The good thing, you can just watch shortwave. National language. There it will even be more what? Hallelujah. Now I can say again, people are annoyed. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah. But on a serious note, man, that dream was too good. It caused Sammy Socket to even park his car to listen to it. Okay? They reported you to the church. That usually you don't park your car just. But this time you what? Hallelujah. Because in the dream, there was a Benz. Hallelujah. Yes. It's amazing what will cause men to park their cars to listen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, but God is, we are going to be rewarded. We're going to see these rewards. Amen. Now, today I want to talk about something very simple. Very simple. These are things we have heard over and over. Okay, and it's about what we should do to ensure that even in future and in eternity, we get rewards. You understand? Eh? Okay? The rewards shouldn't be just for this season. Okay? But, yeah, we should ensure that we continue to get them from heaven, and that even in eternity, we might be some of the recipients of rewards from God. Glory be to God. So that is quite simple and very basic. Hallelujah. Okay? But I've learned that in Christianity, the most important things are the basics. Glory be to God. The most important things are the what? The basics. Okay? They are the basics. Hallelujah. Okay? In fact, if you know the basics of God and the Bible, you might not need any other thing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. In this church, I don't remember any time when we talked about some advanced stuff. You know, eh? Do you remember any time? Maybe what we talk about is advanced, but we don't know. But I don't think so. You understand? Eh? Everything that we talk about, even our children understand properly. Yeah, okay? Hallelujah. Amen. Yet, we are being rewarded. You understand? Eh? No deep like stuff which you're like, wow. Eh? Okay? It is just the simple Bible, in my opinion. Glory be to God. So we're going to talk about what we should do so that we in future, you know, continue to get rewards from heaven and also in eternity when Jesus comes back. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, Revelation chapter 11 from verse 15. It says that, then the seventh angel sounded. Okay, the seventh angel sounded what? The trumpet. Remember, there are seven angels, each with a trumpet. Okay? Now, the seventh angel sounding the who trumpet, that is the last sounding, okay, of the last trumpet. And according to Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it is at the sounding of the last trumpet, okay, that the rapture will happen. Glory be to God. So now here, again, it is talking about that time period or that moment, okay, of the rapture. So it says that, then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. And he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders who sat before God on their thrones fell on their faces and worshipped God, saying, we give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who is to come, because you have taken your great power and reigned. The nations were angry, and your wrath has what? Has come. The wrath of God has come. The wrath of God is coming at the rapture. Okay? So he said that the nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets, okay? The Mujimbas and the Utumhaires, okay? And then the rest of you fall in the what? And the saints. Glory be to God. And there's nothing wrong with that. Glory be to God. Okay? The other were made what? a prophet by God. So there's nothing wrong you did not to be. Glory be to God. I hope there's no one who's angry. Okay? Realize that I'm joking. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yet it's the truth. You're not a what? Yes, you are a saint. You are what? You are a saint. Hallelujah. And now this gets me to what? You see, now this, the Roman Catholic Church decides who what? Who is a saint? In fact, you don't become a saint while you're alive. Okay? You become a saint after you've died and they have agreed. Right now, they're in the process of making Julius Nyerere a saint. I hope you know that. Julius Nyerere. They're doing research. In fact, right now, they're at the point where they're just looking for a miracle he has done. Eh? And I think that means that they are looking for someone who has prayed for Julius Nyerere to help him, you understand, and then things happen. I think they are at that stage. All right? And when they get him, okay? By the way, do you know Julius Nyerere? Who doesn't know him? And it's not like a sin not to know him. Yeah, okay. but that what? Hey, so, man, the Catholic Church, very messed up place. Okay? Hallelujah. Very messed up. By the way, it is the largest cult. I hope you know that. Hey, but don't go around saying those things. But it's a what? Because the people you call cults, like in Uganda, do you know that the Catholic Church is doing worse than them? Huh? Do you know? You just see what the Catholic Church is doing. Look in the scriptures, whether what they're doing is in it. Then look at the cults. And, you understand? Eh? The truth of the matter is that the Catholic Church is worse. Okay? Then there is, man, eh? I have a friend, a doctor friend. I visited him last year at his workplace. This guy, I've known him as a Mulokole from way back in medical school. Okay? Now, last year, I find the guy with a rosary. Guy is doing a rosary, man. Okay? So I was like, you guy, why are you born again? The guy said, you know, I just need it for these three, eh? You know, rosary, there are some three beads. Eh? Okay, then there are some 10, 1, 10, 1, 10. But there's one which has only, there's a section which has only three, which apparently means the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So the guy says that, you know, I don't need this other, you know, like all these 50. I think there are 50. I just need, you know, it is these three only. So that's why I'm wearing it. Only these three, you know, the Father. I was mad. I just saw the guy was not being sincere. You know, I couldn't click the guy. I was like, now you, how can you preach to a Catholic to tell them to get saved when you're wearing a rosary? Then the guy could see it enough, but I was like, so anyway, last week I visited him again. Genga Charlie, now what? Rosary. I was like, but you guy, you know? By the way, times you can be dealing with someone you think they are saved, but they are not what? Telling you. So, now, remember, on Thursday, before the census, okay? Okay? I sent out a message to most of you, okay, that you should what? Tick, born again, you know, So I sent it not only to you, but to friends, including that guy, okay, and his wife. All right? Then, maybe, I don't know if I have the, what? Message. So the wife responded. That's when I realized what happened. The wife responded, let me read. Okay? please, now this will show that man. Don't send me what? You. Then she said, lots of laughter. I am Catholic. Everyone should be captured under their faith. I knew this chick in medical school as a Murokole, because both of them were in med school. You know, now she says, Lord, so I'm Catholic. Okay? Then she says, what I love the most about the Catholic faith is that we not only love Jesus, but we love the believers before us and those with us now, like you. And those to come after us. We are a family and honor those who deserve honor. Why we worship, like only God. So she's alluding to those things of praying to Mary. You understand? So she said, we honor, you know, Okay? Then she said that we should one day talk about my journey back into the Catholic faith. In terms of being, meanwhile, all this time for me, I'm not responding. In terms of being born again, we are. Jesus has never gone anywhere out of our lives. He's our Lord and Savior, as born again people. We are still born again. We have never left being born again. I was born and raised Catholic. At the age 13, I joined the Pentecostal church and did give my life to Jesus. Okay? And this is contrary, by the way, to the Catholic one. Catholic faith, you don't give your life to Jesus. The moment you're baptized, you belong to Jesus. Okay? So she said, I did give my life to Jesus and got baptized in the Holy Spirit. At age 46, the Lord held my hand. Now she's lying. The Lord held my hand and took me back to the church, capital C. Took me back to the church that hasn't changed its doctrine, conduct, and leadership style from when Christ handed it to the 12 apostles. What? Mr. Gator, you know, then she tells me about us, their son who wants to become a bishop. Okay? No, this is what? Now I could understand why this guy, okay? But she said that, yeah, but for what so and so, he's Anglican. But you know, No, Anglicans don't wear rosaries. Okay? So I realized, Kati, what? Girl power, family dynamics now. You understand? Gamma Sapule man. Okay? And the guy is in a sickly state or a sick state. Where you see he should dare not mess up his wife. Glory be to God. But you can be put in a state like that. Okay? The world, oh whoever, oh God, can put you in a state like that where you're captive to either your husband or your spouse. You are there not what? You have to be good, you have to be nice. So I could tell now that is what is happening. Gari musapule. Do you know a sapule? Balwa, wana watu wa mani what? Yeah, but it's okay. They don't have to know it. Yeah. By the way, you're looking at a guy who wanted to become a priest. Have I ever told you that, Jera? By the way, I've been serious from when what? Hallelujah. Yeah. But then it is sad. Hallelujah. It is sad. You know, So you wonder now what happened. And I've just gone back. Because this chick must be around 49 or 48. So she said that the Lord held her hand and took her back to the church, capital C. So meaning it's a recent thing. So I wonder what caused them to what? You understand? I don't know whether they were hurt. Usually those things about hurt, you know, people get hurt and, you know, But a good thing anyway, she says she's still born again. Now, I believe there are many people who are born again in the Catholic Church. Yes, I believe that, yeah, they are born again, but they are in the wrong system. Wrong what? Wrong system. Now I have an issue with the Anglican Church also, Church of Uganda. Why they don't make a clear distinction between them and the Catholics? You understand? They keep playing around. You know, when the Pope was coming a few years ago to Uganda, Untagali, the former, like I heard him on TV saying that the Pope is the Pope for all of us. That is why he's even coming to what? Visit our Anglican shrine. He's a Pope for all of us. Okay? Nkoyoyo, born again man. Okay? But there are many Anglicans are born again. Okay? Many, much more than the Catholic, you know. The Anglican Church, it's a great church, okay? Yeah, but you know this, you know, Nkoyoyo, years ago, he comes to university, preaches powerful evangelistic messages. You understand? Guys get born again. Catholics get saved. Okay? Anglicans who are not Christians, they became Christians. Okay? Then he concluded by saying that now don't leave your churches. If you're Catholic and you've gotten born again, don't leave. Be there. You know, even this word priest, you know now the Anglican priest? Yeah, but now this is also a very recent thing. You know, so there's this, it's called a chunemism. This thing of one faith, you know, coming together, you know. Glory be to God. Yes, and they are taking us back to what caused Martin Luther to leave. Do you understand? And glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, but having said that, many Anglicans are born again. Okay? A few Catholics are born again. Okay? And even when they tell you they are saved, you, it's so hard for me as an individual, to believe that they are. Okay, but I acknowledge that there are several who are bambi saved, but in a wrong system. Glory be to God. And now if they get out, they shouldn't go back. Not like this lady. Glory be to God. Now she's there, she's praying things. How does she reconcile them with the scriptures she knew or she knows? How does she, you know, how does she say that Jesus handed over the church to the what? It's not there, you understand? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Now that some of you are angry. So, by the way, I should send you, should I? This guy was an ex-Satanist. Talks about the Catholic Church, man. Do you want to listen to those things? But I was in SMAC, St. Mary's College. Sorry. Nali mtabani wa Maria, St. Mary's. Man, there's a guy who was here in the church, now he's in Australia. He was the Minister of Religious Affairs in SMAC, in St. Mary's. Minister of Religious Affairs, so you are in charge of chapel, Okay? Grabbing people who are cutting mass and giving them punishments. This girl was in charge of that. Moses, Tumsime. Okay, was in charge of that. One time he grabbed me, man, cutting mass, and I was punished. That was his role. So anyway, years later on campus, he gets saved. Okay? So one time I asked him, so how did you get saved, you guy? You're the one who used to punish us. The guy said, man, my journey began when I was in SMAC, when I was still Minister of Religious Affairs. So he was in charge of making sure that the chapel is in order, you know. So he said that one day he sneaked into a certain room. No, not a room, actually. It was, I think, the altar. Neno yaliku altar. It's called what? Vest. Yeah? Any, whatever it's called. Hey. So he's arranging things. What? Then he opened some car box, man. And he found there bones. Okay, man, he covered the thing, and that was the beginning of his man. What is this? Bichivye tuli mu. You understand? Eh? Catholics don't have issues with those things. Bones of some pope who died, eh? They distribute them with different churches. Hey, they are called what in English? This is a term for those things. Relics, eh? Same as that. Gay found a bone, man. And that was his beginning. By the time he's in second year, he's like, I've called it quits. This thing, there's something wrong with it. So when I tell you that the Catholic Church is a cult, who cults here don't have human bones. Eh? Maybe they're there, but hidden. But these guys have them as a what? As a rule. It's okay. Baku sending la yoli mweli, what, you know, eh? Hey. I'm telling you, this system is dead. That's why for me, okay? There are these things, a Catholic friend or a Catholic relative has a Thanksgiving, eh? Okay, then you first go for mass, then you go home to eat. I always make sure that I'm not going there. This one, last year, I didn't go to the church. I just appeared for the eating. I was like, me, given the knowledge I have, you see, to whom much is given. Now, but the, you guys can go. You know, for me, I don't have, is you go, you understand, if you are coward with it. Eh? But me, I can't be there and I'm paying attention to the priest and I'm agreeing what he's saying. I can't stand up. Then I, given the knowledge I know, I'm like, I would just be worshiping demons, man. Hallelujah. But again, I'm not saying you guys don't go for your thing. You go, you understand, eh? And maybe God, you Nenze. You see, eh? Given the knowledge I know, I cannot. Hallelujah, eh? Hey, but if you have a friend, their wedding, Catholic Church, if you want to go, maybe go. Or first inquire from God. When, you understand, eh? But not about me. Me, Moses, ain't going what? Ain't going nowhere. Elizabeth, have I said it well? Ain't going nowhere. Eh? Hi. You come and teach us how they say it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Sometimes I wonder whether I can ever be a national leader, like, because, man, either I'll just compromise and I just don't say things, you know, I don't know, but glory be to God. Amen. I was going to say something else that was going to make the other first group angry again, but let me leave you, like those anthems. Ever since Dennis Mujimba's dream. Now me, I can't sing what? Not the national anthem, but what? A certain anthem. Okay? For those of you who don't know that anthem, talk to what? To the prophets. Eh? Yeah, you the saints, do what? Yeah, man. Eh? Glory be to God. So here it says that the nations were angry, and your wrath has come. And the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets, and the saints. Hallelujah. So as Jesus is coming, okay, we're going to be rewarded. Glory be to God. This is at the rapture. We're going to be raptured, okay? But at the same time now, the wrath of God is going to be unleashed on people on earth. Glory be to God. Now, the most important thing for us to receive those rewards is to ensure that we are part of those who are going to be raptured. Glory be to God.
Okay?
You understand, eh? It is to ensure that you're part of those people. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 3, from verse 3, it says that, fornication and all uncleanness, all covetousness, let it not even be named among you, as is fitting for who? What do Catholics say about this verse? We are saints when we are here. But they're like, no. We have changed the system, which is now us who determine. Okay? And you must have died. Then we debate among ourselves whether to make you a saint. Now, how can I be in a Catholic church and I'm listening to such rubbish?
Amen.
It's rubbish, by the way. Okay? So anyway, yes, this thing shouldn't be named among you. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, this you know, people, that no fornicator, okay? Fornication is basically sex outside marriage, okay? And of course, it includes all other things, all other sexual sins. Hallelujah. Okay? So he says that no fornicator, unclean person, no covetous man who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of God. Meanwhile, this letter is written to saints, to Christians. Okay? Then he says in verse 6 that, let no one deceive you with empty words. Hallelujah. Okay, young people. Okay, Elizabeth, Esther, you see? Glory be to God. Helen, young people. Okay, let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. The wrath of God, remember? The wrath we read in Revelation 11, which is coming when the saints have been raptured. Okay, those remain on earth, we explain that. Now, he says that the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. Okay? Unless you say that, unze, so Jesus covered all my sins. Now, whatever I do, you understand. Eh? He says that in verse 7, do not be partakers with them. Meaning that a Christian, a saint, can be a partaker, okay, of the wrath of God together with those who are not saved. Isn't that clear? Glory be to God. So, these people who are going to experience the wrath of God, people who practice sin, okay, they're not going to heaven, they're not going to be rewarded. Okay? They're going to receive the judgment of God. And it says here, please do not be partakers with them. Glory be to God. Okay? One of the people who's going to experience the wrath of God, unless they change before they pass away, is the current Pope. Hallelujah. He's the current Pope. You've heard the nonsense that guy keeps saying. Oh, you don't hear, eh? Mulimu Bible yoka, musoma Bible yoka je mumanyi. Okay? The guy keeps saying ridiculous things. Eh? God has no issues with homosexuals. You understand? Eh? He's been out, these things of same sex couples to be blessed by the church. That guy. Then now I join a group like that which has that guy as their leader. How? How can I join a thing like that? With Ngakati Oyoye Yakwata Bendelayam. Do you understand? The gay man from the word go man, he has showed Catholics his true colors. Never gone. That is a guy when he was coming, Untagali said, but he's a pope for all of us. Anglican, Church of Uganda, bishop, archbishop. Na tugamba, papa wa fefe na, that thug, man. You understand? Archbishop omkuru waba, Christayo mu Uganda, na tugamba, na mwe, wa mwe. No. Hallelujah. In fact, if there's a church where, what? Untagali is the one who is in charge of that, that one I can't join. I'll go to All Saints, St. Andrews, what? But yeah, Untagali? Because you can't say such, what? No, St. Andrews, yeah. Glory to God. And what about the Lord, Pastor Chichi? You see, I'm born again. And for me, when I got saved, like, I read my Bible and now, like, I want clear distinct. You know what I mean, eh? I'm a man. I don't want to be there. Am I a man? Am I a girl? You know, This is what's now the games, that are being played in what? Christianity. Undi Church of Ghana, undi Roman Catholic. Meanwhile, the Catholics, for them, they know that what? For them, they want you back. For them, by the way, they are not what? For them, they are clear about their things. But they just pretend. They're like Muslim. Hallelujah. They are clear about it. They're like, you're not a part of us, but we want you. That's why they're fighting for a Catholic president. I hope you're aware of that. Are you aware? They want a Catholic president. Okay? That's why the late Ruanga, he, you could see, was clear, wanted Chagulani. It was all a really, what? Catholic president. Amen? Glory be to God. So anyway, it says that, do not be partakers with who? With them. Don't be partakers. Glory be to God. So it is just saying that anyway, avoid practicing sin. Remember, we're talking about receiving rewards. You know, if you don't enter the kingdom, then you're not going to receive reward. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There's something I want to say, but again, there's some people who won't understand me, they'll get angry. I studied in St. Mary's College, Chisubi. Okay, great school concerning academics. Okay? But to be honest, if I had a son, I wouldn't take him to SMAC. Okay? I love the school, you understand? I'm proud to say, I went to SMAC. But I can't take my son to SMAC. Considering all this information I know about the Catholic Church, then I get my son and I put him in the system. Now, what about me, You understand? Again, there's no verse that what don't take. You understand? But I'm just talking about me. I'm talking about a place where my son is going to be forced to go for mass because they're going to be ampaka. And they are right, by the way. You signed up. When you say I'm going, you are like, yes, you know, I'll obey all the rules, you know. Now me. So I tell people that if I had a son, I would try and maybe get him in Budo, King's College. Okay? But I wasn't in King's College. I was in 6 years in SMAC. But I would take him to Mubakristayo. Glory be to God. SMAC, it wouldn't even, okay? Hallelujah. On that note, yes, I'm glad that what? Our daughter left Nabingo. But please don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying don't take your kids what to Catholic schools. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm not about me. You understand? But I'm clear about this. I'm not saying, and it's not a sin. You understand? It's not a sin to take your daughter to Uganda matters when I'm going. It's not, eh? But I'm talking about me, my convictions. Eh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But I can go for Obi's, what, you know, eh? Obi's day, you know, meet Obi's, we talk about man, you know, eh? Hallelujah. Which even reminds me, I just don't understand people who take their children to what? Namiliango. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hey, you see, in this life, if you don't have personal convictions, then totally serious. What will be to be all in anger? You hold them dear. They are, you know, eh? Eh. Now for me, I have things, what? Yeah, especially things to do with spiritual stuff, man. You know, how am I going to preach? Anyway, but you understand, eh? Glory be to God. Amen? So, young people, all of us, let no one deceive you with what? With empty words. Glory be to God. The wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, and it says that do not be partakers with them. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 says that, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Then it says, do not be deceived. Okay, Catholic Church, Tebalimba, Mborokuba, you are baptized when you are 3 months. You're sorted. That is a rubbish, what, that they teach. Eh? Then, in case you die and you're going to hell, ojakusoka, oitirekomu, upagatore. Eh? For some time. As we guys on earth are praying to St. Mary's, to talk to his son, Jesus, to forgive you. But that is a stupidity that is taught. We go to purgatory, where it is not so bad. As here on earth, we are pushing. Eh? We are pushing. Eh? Pushing Mary to talk to her son. Because they say, yeah, but, I mean, their reasoning is so stupid. They can't show you a scripture. They just say, yeah, but who can't a son talk to the mother? That's what they say. Only mutabaniwe. But you're like, but mutabaniwe agamba that ask the father in my name. Their name tabaniwe. Name tabaniwe. Then they give you a eye to make you feel, you know, for your heart to melt. Mutabaniwe, you know. I mean, yeah. But what was I talking about? Hey, do not be deceived. And this is why, man, today we passed from Msasa, we passed through Namgongwe, you know, the shrine, you know, to come up to Nadia. But man, traffic there. And I could tell it's because guys are going for mass, the shrine there. There are many, but they don't worry about sin. You understand? Eh? They don't worry about sin. First of all, they are Christians. Christians. They were guys tell you, I was baptized. You ask him when? They don't know. Because they were kids. You know? So I was baptized. That is the response. Ateba mani when they die in sin. Purgatory. I was in St. Mary's. Okay? There are guys who died, footballers. Okay? They died, they was involved in a car accident in 1964. Before I was born. Nebalon was there. Yeah. guys died in a car accident, and they say, they talk within the Catholic circles, that it is Obote who staged that thing to kill them. Anyway, this guy died in 64. But do you know that to this day, okay, all bees of St. Mary's College, Subi, there's one day in a year where they pray for those guys. Okay, those who are in SMARC at school, the students, there's a mass on that on a certain day. I think that day when they died, to pray for them. Okay, to what? Then those who can't make it to SMARC, you congregate at what? Christ the King. To pray for chaps who died in 1964. Hmm? I mean, it's absurd. So now, just imagine you are among those people. Abasavira, the 64 group. Now, ofuna confidence. You're like, hey, nanga we nafa. Guys will push for me. From 64. Huh? Museveni was 22. Mark. Museveni was born in 44. Can you imagine? So now, imagine being in such a setting where you are being given comfort that now we will know far to Jakusavira. Why would you worry about sin? Why? Why would you worry about going to a rich doctor? Like Museveni says, according to what happened in the war, he believes that 90% of what? Catholics go to witch doctors. Okay, because of the experience he had in the bush. You remember? Hey. Okay? But maybe this is a Sunday, not for too many what? Scriptures, but practical things. Okay? Museveni says that, I have heard him say it, and there was like a video which went around. He said that when they were in the bush, okay, there was somewhere. There was a Catholic church which had a white priest. And because of the war, the Catholic priest, the white guy, took off. Then he left some guy in charge. Obaya li Musesedoti. What is Musesedoti in English? Who went to say? Namugongo. And then some guy to take care of the flock. For him, he took off. So, now, during that time, NRA, man, they are being hammered by Obote, by the government of Uganda. They are being hammered. Things are bad. So, one day, and now this Musosodoti guy, like most of the central region, was supporting the rebels because they didn't want Obote. Obote had messed up there, the king had messed up, and Obote was doing many bad things, was killing people. Okay? Yes, even me, if I'd been around in those days, I would be what? Like a supporter of the rebels. And so this Musesedoti, okay, the guy in charge of the Catholic Church, in the absence of the white guy. Okay, one time they met with Museveni and told him that, you know why we are losing the war, why we are being beaten. Museveni was like, what? The guy said, you know, Obote Yatomkazi. Who knows that story? This is why, what? I'm an elder. That's why I know these stories. Museveni killed Obote killed a woman and they buried her upside, head first. Okay? Basically, they did witchcraft so that they can win the war. They killed a woman, then they did rituals and buried her head first, legs up. Say, that's why, what? Then the guy told Museveni that now what we should do? We should also go and do what? and do stuff to undo what Obote did. Then Museveni looked at the guy and said, but you are a Catholic. You're a priest. Then the guy said, yes, I'm a Catholic. Now, yeah, there's also this issue. Again, he told Museveni what they should do, go and do stuff so that they can undo Obote's witchcraft. Okay? And so Museveni from that day say that he believes. In fact, he gave a percentage. And maybe, I think he's right. All these people who visit witch doctors in Uganda, okay, all of them have so-called Christian what? Names. So their guys were in churches today, right now, Bali Makanisa. But on Wednesday, I was told that there's a certain day when guys flock to there. And on that day, apparently, there's no traffic jam in town. Judith is among those who have that doctrine. Yeah? Yeah. Mr. Ball, have you heard about it? Now you know. Hey, that Wednesday, guys go. Hey. But man, guys go. Those guys are Ababa Subuzi, who right now, who are writing now. They tell you in downtown. Please listen to me. They tell you that in downtown, there's a saying that talk all our business. Ngatoina ugoji kuasiza. You can't just do business and you're just doing math, what? Eh? Okay, expenditure minus is equal to profit. Yeah, man. So you have to dedicate your business to what? To something. Okay? There's a friend of mine, I don't know whether that person in this church, who told me that one time they went to downtown to buy stuff. Okay? So the attendant had to look for it. Then they went where the sacks were, yeah? Looking for the item. And as we're looking for it, man, this guy saw a tail of a what? I think it was a cow, man. In the stuff, you know, a tail, man. But these things are true. And you know them. You're Ugandans. Okay? It is just a section of what? Of some kids who have been shielded from what? This. What? But these things are true. A tail, man. Okay? Hallelujah. And most of them, Muslims, Catholics, you know, Church of Uganda, there are also Church of Uganda guys who are not saved at all. Probably it is just, I was born, what's the name? Brian. Brian is a Christian name. So I'm an Anglican. But no Jesus in their hearts. Like Ronald Mwenda Mutebi. He's a Christian. He has a Christian name, Ronald. But all of you, okay, even those who are angry right now, you all know that the guy is not anywhere near what? And he needs someone to what? To preach to him the gospel. Hallelujah. The stuff they do in Nagalabi, you know Nagalabi? Who was in Bodo? Nagalabi, witchcraft, man. Yeah, that's why I said witchcraft. I have a friend of mine, he's called Simba. Simba Alex. Simba is a royal, he's a prince. But he told me some time ago we met, he's very born again. Yeah, he's the one actually who is in charge of Impact FM, Serada. So we met one time for lunch because we hadn't seen each other since 1989, P7. So we met, you know, so we took him from his desk, okay, at Impact FM, Netugenda Mundeba for lunch. I'm like, I'll pay. So we sat there, we caught up, okay. We talk about all those things. Then the guy say, yeah, I mean, everyone knows, okay, our kingdom, the foundation is witchcraft. Pretty much, man. Yeah. You could see for him, he wasn't in those things, and you didn't have no feelings. He say, yeah, that's why I don't do this, I don't do that, because everyone knows it. It is witchcraft that is sustaining this thing. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm looking to see who's angry at me. Mutawade used to stay at Budo. She's angry at me, but I mean, what can she do to me? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay? We shall continue here, from here, next time. But these are things which are what? You should know these things and be serious about them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. There are some of you who are going to get twins. God is going to bless you. Your rewards are going to be twins. Okay? Na katonda akuwadde abaana be. Akuwadde abaana be twins. Hallelujah. Man, if God gave me twins, I would ask him, God, what can I give you? As in, what can I give you? Because, man, there's nothing as precious as twins. I think about it identical. Man, you know, we have a Nalongo here. Now, anyway, but God has given you twins. You understand? Then you get God's twins. No, but wala mumikolo jamwe. Witchcraft dedicates them to the god of your clan. Wow, you know, honestly. Nova wonga yo. In fact, these things are better said in Uganda. Nova wonga. Nova wonga. Nova wasitani. You understand? You see, then, like, then some idiot who tells you that, man, but aba wonga yo, oba what, ba inzoku fo, oba what? You understand? These kids are from God. Instead of bringing them to church, in fact, what they do, some, even there's, even they messed up, but yeah, first go, noba wongeri, then you get a kasande, mubisera byo, ebye dembe. Nobody talk to church. Then what? Pastor, what? You know, when is the dedication Sunday? What? Don't do those things. You understand? Don't do what? Those things. What is it called in what? Last funeral rites. Like I tell you, I got saved in 98, January 98. And I don't remember a day when I have ever been that now I'm what? What? It's like, it's I got saved and I got out everything. I got out of everything at one go. Because I remember one time, I have a relative. You know, my mom is in Uganda, so I have a relative who had died. And then I don't know how I ended up in the village. Now, but there was now what? Katibagenda is called Okwabiolu, Bagenda Okugoba. There's something. Okfulumia Olumbe. You know, same way, hey, all of you come in the house. What? Ask people, what is that? What are they going to do? I'm not even 1 year born again. Nainze Naloko se, Katinjakalo Kula, Buri Bienkola, Murimu Yesu. Jose, what are they going to do? How will you come, Bagenda, what? Kufuru miya olumbe. I was like, but what are they going to do? Hey, man. I think it was my mom who was calling me. Why? I was like, no. No. I remained in the car outside. Do you understand? Like, what do you lose by standing? I say, no. Zendimulokole. Mugenda college. Okay? But there's one thing I did before I got saved. In fact, when I think about it, how could I ever? So my mom, you know, built the house. Then we were going to enter. Then before we enter, either I was cutting a chicken. I think they were builders and what, you know, And I think at that moment, I was the only man. They say, gum sajja. Gum sajja. Gwari now what? You're the one to cut. My sitting room, man. Even at that point, I'm not saved, but I saw, you know, not saved, not going to church. You've just been in smoke for 6 years. Every cancer, Toby, now you're at uni. No, I think I was still in senior 5 or 6. But still, I had this sense that this is wrong. No money, 29 years, 29 years, scriptures. I think at you, pressure, you know, there's that, peer, Gamba, go Musajja. Be a man, If you want to make a man by the do a wrong thing, you just start that what? But you'll also go to hell. So don't do it. Ladies, don't do it. Be a man, be a man. Say you're a man. You're the man. Remember what you know, Sam, I never told you those stories. My wife, I don't know if I'm going back home today. You know, when I tell this story, you guys are laughing, but I'm in trouble at home. Okay, years ago, I shared a story here, how I stole money in Smack, Chess Club, what? Then, man, my wife was angry that I stole what? There's something I shared 2 years ago, last year here, and Eden was on my case. She's like, "Daddy, why you did what?" I was like, "But I wasn't saved, and I, God forgive." So now, Kati, chicken, Kati, now, witchcraft, now, Kati. I don't know where what. But the point I'm trying to make is, don't be involved in those things. People buy new cars. You know these things, new cars. Okay. New cars, they cut chicken. Yeah, isn't it? Well, I mean, just get your car and thank God for it. Okay? Glory be to God. Eden was coming here to testify. She got a new car. Okay? Then I told her, you go back and sit. But now I've testified on your behalf. Anyway, but you get a chicken. That's which way now you what? Demons, man. You've given them a right, what? Don't do that. Okay? You are about this culture, but you know, Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Don't do what? You kids are blessed, You've been what? Raised by saved, you know, But again, there's some saved parents who are stupid, man. But yeah, man, culture, kati, uncle, whatever, namugamba chi, kojiate, but we say, kati, nzee, what? Unkole chi. God knows my heart. I'm going, but God knows my heart. But I mean, you know, because there's that fear of the fear of being like alienated. Hey, you want to be there and go, yeah, but family member, banja gala, what, you know. Hey, man, you all end up in hell. Ungoli mwevi, evyo kuya gala, yeah. Glory be to God. But these are serious things. Amen? Do not be what? Partakers with them. The unrighteous will not inherit. People who are worshiping the devil. Most of our cultures, it is worshiping the devil. Glory be to God. It is worshiping the devil. Okay, the Bible says that you are a citizen of heaven. Your citizenship is in heaven. So the number one thing to you, the primary thing to you should be your citizenship. It is not in line with your citizenship. Don't do them. Hallelujah. Don't do what? Don't do them. Don't do them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't do them. Okay? Especially you people who are going to get twins. Hallelujah. You know, eh? You've heard of that anyway. Yeah, don't. Don't cut chicken in your houses. Okay? Don't do that. These are those introduction, what? Ceremonies, you know. Stuff people do, witchcraft, man. The devil. Then kids have been born, girls, then the special words, things, they kunaza, they mean so that they can be able to attract men. You know, now that's a spirit of sexual immorality. You know, eh? Don't do those things. Hallelujah. Mwana wo mulete mdedicating what? Wamkama. Osoro gama ne pastor that cuttinga omu dedicating. Nechino wachisabile omwana afune omubezi. Hey. Eh? Omubudobutufu, yeah. You understand? Like instead of doing those things where there's even a hub, it's called what? Yeah? There's a hub that anyway, glory be to God. You might go looking for it. Hallelujah. Yeah, you just come, we shall pray for the kids, the man to be attracted, the Holy Spirit to pull that man, to bring him. Glory be to God. Amen. We must enter the kingdom. Then we shall receive the reward. Anything that is might make you miss a kingdom, please keep away. Glory be to God. All these things, I didn't plan to say them, but it's a different Sunday for chilling. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.